This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, Mike, we got on the line with us a returning Brother Martin grad and also LSU, Will Clapp, center guard for the Saints. Welcome back, Will. How you been doing?
I'm all good, guys. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Will, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And, you know, every adventure is there. And for you, okay, you stayed local. You're a Brother Martin guy. You go to LSU. You get drafted by the Saints. And then you hit coast to coast. You go with the Chargers, and then you Buffalo back to the Saints. What was the deciding factor? Because I know you had some teams interested in you in coming back to the black and gold.
Yeah, mainly it was, you know, just I was so excited about this coaching staff. I had played for a lot of these guys in my last year in L.A., and that was the biggest selling point. Obviously, you know, being able to stay home with the family and being here with my wife and kids, like that was a huge plus. They didn't travel with me to Buffalo last year, so, you know, being able to be with them, but this coaching staff to be with them and, you know, help try to build something special here was, you know, a big sell for me here.
Will, since leaving the Saints, you have predominantly played the center position. In talking to Kellen Moore, Mickey Loomis, some of the members of the coaching staff, are they looking at you doing that dual role of playing both center and guard here with New Orleans?
Yeah, if you're not in the starting five, you're gonna have to play multiple spots. So I would imagine that, you know, just like everywhere else I've been, even when I was with LA, I never really played much guard, but I knew that, you know, in a pinch, you know, I might have to go over there in a game and play if, you know, injuries start popping off. So I'm ready for that role again, and, you know, ready to do whatever they need me to do on this team.
Will, the other thing is, you know, you think about, man, your journey took you. You had Drew Brees at quarterback, you know, when you first started here. And you go to L.A. and you got Justin Herbert. And then in Buffalo, you got Josh Allen. And I know all three are a little bit different, but what distinguishes those three guys? Because they're all three different type of personalities, the way they run the game. But, man, you've been blessed to play with three talented quarterbacks like Drew Brees, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Yeah, all those guys, I mean, like you said, different personalities. But I feel like the thing that they all have is like that game day, like killer instinct. And like game day, all three of those guys just are different dudes. And it was a privilege to be able to play with all of them. You know, seeing, you know, like this past year, just seeing Josh and him playing at an MVP level. I mean, it was really awesome just to be a part of that and, you know, see that guy go to work and, you know, really just sometimes just take over games. And all three of those guys, you know, have done that, you know, throughout their, you know, great careers. So, like you said, I've been very lucky to play with some very Hall of Fame level quarterbacks.
Will, one of the things, too, in playing center, and I'd say this all the time, it's the second toughest position to play at any level. I don't care if it's high school, college, pros, because you got to know what you got to do. And first things first, you got to make sure that the snap is right to the quarterback every time. Not 90% of the time, 100% of the time, but your communication skills with the guard and the guards communicating with the tackles, and you got to pick up because today I think we see it much more than we ever have, that a lot of this interior blitz stuff or delay blitz that you got to pick it up. For someone, and I've preached this for a long time now about the center position, just how delicate it is and how tough it is to play. For people out there to understand playing that center spot, that, you know, it's a physical game, but it's also a mental chess game of you starting reading different things to make sure your quarterback is upright and that running back's got a lane to run through.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a, you know, defenses change all the time in the league, and you got to be willing to adapt in your protection schemes. I think it all starts, you know, within the game plan week. You know, I've been lucky throughout my career of having coaches that are very good with their third down game plans. Then it's just the guys on the field, how you communicate together. You know, when I was first here, learning from like Max Unger and having, you know, some veteran players like Larry Warford and those guys. I mean, seeing how they communicate and how they went about their business. Sometimes, you know, those guys played together for so long. Sometimes it was just a glance look at each other and they knew what they wanted to do. And, you know, that's the type of stuff that you build with being together and getting a ton of reps with each other throughout camp and, you know, multiple seasons. And something that I know we'll be looking forward to building, you know, starting in OTAs in a month.
Will, obviously you're familiar with your surroundings in New Orleans, this area, with being prep college, drafted by the Saints, now back with a team that you mentioned, you know, have some familiarity with these coaches that are here. One, the head coach, Kellen Moore, what was he like being the offensive coordinator and playing under him with the Chargers?
Yeah, loved playing for Kellen out in L.A. He was, you know, everything was just so efficient, fast, to the point. You know, everything was like, he's so detailed and everything's just laid out in the, you know, how we're about to go about the day, expectations, you know, what we're going to do for this game plan, how the plan to beat a team in a week. And, you know, loved his playbook, loved everything about it. And definitely excited to get back with him. Just a great offensive mind. And, you know, the rest of the staff he built, you know, just excited to work with all of them.
Will, I'm getting old in life, and days like today really bring it to light for me. I scouted your dad when he came out of LSU. So that really goes to show you, I've been doing this for some time now, but your dad was a really terrific high school player, such a good player at the collegiate level at LSU. Is there something he brought to you about line play that still sort of sticks with you today?
Yeah, like when I was in high school, my dad was always, you know, he was a D lineman, so he always tried to teach me, you know, things that D linemen do when they, you know, when they get a certain block. He would always make me go down to Pete Jenkins' camp at Nickel State, and I would do the defensive side, and as a high school offensive lineman, I'd just do all the defensive drills and you know, learn those techniques, and you know, it did help me as a young player just trying to, you know, see what, you know, what linemen want to do, or what they're being coached when you do a certain thing to them.
Steve?
So, you know, back now home in Louisiana, what was some of the first things that you were looking forward to doing being back in the boot?
You know, first thing is first, like I said, my wife and kids didn't travel with me, so just getting, you know, getting back with the kids and getting, you know, back in dad shape, that was that was number one. You know, learning the routines, you know, learning how to do school drop off and pick up, doing all that. Then, you know, just hitting all the good food spots, man. I mean, you know, love Buffalo. The wings are forever, you know, my favorite spot for wings. But, you know, the New Orleans cuisine, yeah, I missed all of it. You know, crawfish season is rolling. You know, doing Mardi Gras. I mean, you know, we went all out, you know, like we do every year for Mardi Gras. So doing all that was just super fun getting back in town.
Will, one of the things I'll never forget, a friend of mine, Frank Lewis, he played in Buffalo. He first of all started it with Pittsburgh, and he got traded to Buffalo. So him and his wife and the kids, they rented a house in Buffalo. So he went there in the summertime, and he sees this fire hydrant, and there's a big flag up in the sky. So he asked the real estate agent, "What's the flag for?" She was like, "Oh, Mr. Lewis, it snows so much That's for the fire people to find the fire hydrant because it will snow over the top of the hydrant. And Frank was like, whoa, man, that's really something. You know, I grew up in Houma, and I see this. So he said, man, it was a real experience, Mike, to see that.
Oh, yeah, the snow in Buffalo is just crazy. I remember the first blizzard we had. I thought it was awesome. I was like, I've never really seen snow like this. I mean, this is so cool. Everybody there was like, just get ready for it. And I mean, there was one night I went to pick up some food and I didn't realize how bad it was snowing. It's crazy. Within like 10 minutes of like driving, you can go from like just like a light little snowfall to like a heavy blizzard where you can't even see. Like, I'm driving down these roads. I have no idea if I'm on, my side of the road or the other. I mean, it's crazy out there.
Will, thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations coming back home to Louisiana. And man, enjoy watching you when you be out for the OTAs and also summer camp.
No, I appreciate y'all having me.
All righty. Saints new offensive center guard, Will Clapp.